Hello and welcome back to The Layover. We're in the season 13 to 14 off-season part two. Like, the off-season was like a W-shape kind of valley this time. There was like the depths of the off-season, but then we were a little bit kind of out of the off-season.
Yeah.
There was an island.
Right. But like, this is like a deeper depth. So like, this second canyon is like a deeper depth of the off-season now.
So not like a W at all, where the two things are the same size. You're saying this is
kind of a fucked up W.
What shape would this be?
It'd be a fucked up W. Let's move on.
Yeah, it's like a W if you have bad handwriting, I suppose.
Yes, which I do. Anyways, what that means is that we're playing an extra special game that Adam and I know absolutely nothing about, hosted by Ben Jennings.
Hey, there's a pun.
Hey,
that was a pun.
That's pretty
great
good.
Work, Sam.
And for legal reasons, that pun has nothing to do with Ken Jennings of Jeopardy.
Who's that?
I don't even know.
Oh.
And so the game we're playing today is Jeopardy.
Oh,
all
right.
Which also, for legal reasons, is not a portmanteau of any two words. It's just a new word that I came up with that has nothing to do with any other words. But Jeopardy works a lot like Jeopardy, which is a game you might be familiar with. So these are trivia questions in five categories. Okay. Each category has five questions, ranging from 100 to 500 points.
Can I just say how fucked up it is to have a category that is questions you got wrong on previous off-season layover trivia
shows?
Hold,
we're getting to that, Sam. We're getting to that.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say in advance, that's pretty fucked up, Ben.
I thought it would be funny. And so basically what happens is one of you will be the person to start. We're going to say that that person is going to be Adam.
What?
Wee.
Sorry. And Adam is going to get to start by choosing a category and a value. And then we're just going to get going. When I read the question, you guys will have a chance to buzz in. When you buzz in, though, I need an answer from you right away. So don't just buzz in and then wait around. I'm going to need an answer from you right away. If you get it right, you get the amount of points that question is worth. If you get it wrong, you get no points. The other person gets a chance to answer, and then we move on to the next question. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
I guess.
It'll make enough sense in the moment.
No, it makes perfect sense to me, a person who watches a lot of Jeopardy.
Yes. Well, and of course, this game has nothing to do with Jeopardy, but you may understand this game.
I just mean that I like game shows, generally.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read you guys the categories, and then Adam will pick a category and a value.
Right.
The categories you have today are jet lag filming locations, jet lag guest channels, questions you got wrong on previous off-season layover trivia shows, geography, and awesome stuff that Ben knows. Adam, take it away.
Thanks. I'll go jet lag guest channels for 400. Wait, jet sorry, Ben, guest- real quick.
Yes.
This is just a one round. There's not going to be double Jeopardy later, right?
No, there's not going to be double Jeopardy later. We simply don't have time. But we do have daily doubles.
Okay, there are daily doubles. Got it. Okay, thank you.
So wait, to clarify, you're going to read this out and we can buzz in whenever we want.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. But we should not like click it and be able to read it here before you're done reading it out, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Okay, here's jet lag guest channels for 400. The most popular video on Tibbies with 20 million views is not about math or science, but is instead a clip from this television show. Sam has buzzed in. Sam?
I want to say Bob Ross.
That is incorrect. Adam,
what?
You have a chance to answer.
It's a clip from a TV show?
Yes.
And you said it's not about math or science?
No.
It has 20 million views?
Yep.
I think that it is a clip from Jeopardy.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is VeggieTales.
Oh.
Why?
Tibbies has a video. It's a clip of VeggieTales. It has 20 million views.
In my defense, she does do a lot of Bob Ross style things.
That's true. But this was not one of them.
That's crazy. It's just a 1 minute upload, completely different from anything else she's ever posted that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
20 million views. That's a crazy fun fact.
I know. Well, there's going to be lots of crazy fun facts on this show.
I'm actually now remembering her, like, explaining that. I don't remember, like, the reason, but I remember she gave me some explanation for that. So I should have gotten.
I would have figured you would have known that one, Sam.
Yeah.
But okay, Sam.
Yes.
Pick a category and a value.
That's not how this works.
That's how Jeopardy works.
Jeopardy works that way? Okay, fine.
How does Jeopardy work?
Traditionally, if nobody got the question right, then the same person would get to choose.
I'm making Sam choose.
Okay. I was going to push back, but no, he seems intent. I'm going to dive in the deep end. Questions you got wrong for 500.
Okay. This Jetlag the Game video has more comments than any other Jetlag video. Now, you guys got this wrong last time, but the answer has since changed. Okay?
What?
And so it's the actual correct answer.
I don't have the slightest recollection of even discussing this in the first place.
I remember this question. I remember getting it wrong.
Do you remember what the answer was last time?
I don't feel confident enough to put in an answer.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, no one's answering. The correct answer is Schengen Showdown Episode 1 by, in fact, a lot.
That was going to be my guess.
Oh, it was probably all just like, oh my God, it's Tom.
I should have guessed. Okay, fine. Whatever. Who cares?
Okay, we're moving on. I'm going to switch it again to Adam. Adam, pick a category.
Okay. We are not doing well so far, so I'm going to sort of slow things down. I'm going to go with geography for 100.
Geography for 100.
Fuck. I fucked up. I didn't mean...
Santa's buzzer.
No, I'm not counting that buzzer, Sam. I'm not counting that buzzer.
No, actually, I think you should count it. Sam, what's the answer?
Yeah.
Rwanda.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
I'm subtracting 100 points from Sam's total.
My hand slipped.
This is the largest country by area to have a flag that is red, white, and blue.
Buzz.
I buzzed.
Shoot, okay. You don't say buzz. Fuck, I forgot you don't say buzz.
Sam buzzed. Sam, what's the answer?
Russia.
It's
that
Russia.
That is correct.
It's Russia.
Okay, Sam, choose another category. Or the same category.
I think let's do geography 200.
Geography for 200. The Mariana Trench, the deepest ocean trench on Earth, is located in this ocean. Adam is buzzed in.
Damn it.
Pacific.
That is correct. Adam gets 200 points. Adam, choose your next category.
I'm going to go awesome stuff that Ben knows for 300.
Awesome stuff that Ben knows for 300. Before he became a children's author, Dr. Seuss illustrated a semi-pornographic book titled The Seven Lady Godivas, in which seven nude sisters must warn their countrymen about the danger of this animal.
I have a guess, but I don't think it's worth it.
What is a Godiva? There's like Godiva chocolate. Is that correlated?
I'm not telling you stuff about the question. It's not how this
I'm
works.
I'm vocalizing my process, Ben, because I'm a professional.
Okay.
I'm not going to attempt this.
Okay. Can I just put, this isn't an official guess. Can I put in my guess before?
You know what? For the sake of content, I'm going to eliminate the penalty from here on out so that you guys actually just
okay,
put in
great.
Guesses.
What? Buzz. I just buzzed.
Adam buzzed
I just
it.
Buzzed
Adam.
Is it lion? What is a lion?
That is incorrect.
Damn.
Sam, would you like a shot at this one?
Elephant.
That is incorrect. The answer
is it snake?
Is not snake. It's horses.
That's crazy.
Because their father dies in a horse riding accident.
Mm.
Okay.
Why was this pornographic?
Why was it pornographic? I'm guessing on account of the nudity that it showed.
It was supposed to be titillating.
The horse invasion?
The women being nude.
Okay.
But he realized that he was very bad at drawing nude women in an erotic way.
He realized he was really bad at drawing nude women, but really good at drawing the Grinch.
Yeah. And the Grinch does make an appearance.
Let's shift things around, because I'm realizing how good I am at drawing the Grinch.
Okay, I'm shifting it over to Sam. Sam, pick a category.
I'm going to go... Jet lag filming locations for 500.
Okay. Sam and Brian once visited a Buc-ee's in this small southern city.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, come on.
No chance.
I'm buzzing in. I'm trying.
Adam is buzzed in. Adam, what is your answer?
I'm going to say that I know it was in Tennessee. I'm going to get it wrong. Is it Harrisburg?
That is incorrect. Sam, you've got a chance to answer.
I guess we're no penalty now, but I simply have zero. I'm going to iterate off of Adams. Maybe he's close. I'm going to go Harrisonburg.
That is not correct.
Is it closer?
Not really. Oh. The correct answer was Crossville, Tennessee.
Oh, I remember that now. God damn
it. I knew it was in Tennessee, but in fairness, I didn't go there, so I feel less bad.
Yeah, it was like the most placeless USA kind of spot, but anyway.
All right. Adam, pick a category.
Okay, sorry. So that was filming locations 500. I'm just kidding. Okay. Yeah, again, we're not doing well with the hard ones. So I'm going down. I'm going to do jet lag filming locations for 100.
The very first season of Jet Lag the Game ended in a race to Montana's capital from this small airport. Adam has buzzed in.
What is Butte?
That is correct. Butte Burt Mooney Airport. Adam gets another 100 points.
This is awesome.
So wait, that makes it 300 to 100? Is that right?
The current score is 300 to Adam, 100 to Sam.
This sucks.
Okay. Adam, pick another category.
I'm going to go jet lag filming locations for 200.
After narrowly avoiding total disaster, Ben and Adam treated themselves to new Australian hats in this seaside city. Adam is buzzed in.
What is Adelaide?
That is correct. Another 200 to Adam.
I can't remember anything from the show.
Well, that's sort of the whole point of this show, Sam.
And really of this category, especially.
I would say it's being reflected in the scores.
I compartmentalize.
Well, I would say that's why I'm choosing to do this category. Because I think that, like, geography, for example, that's a worse category.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sort of locked in on this.
Okay, Adam, choose another category.
I'll do jet lag filming locations for 300 to Sven.
Adam and Michelle competed in a one-mile foot race that took place simultaneously in these two cities.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I mean, I know one of them.
Sam has buzzed in.
Boise. And Seattle.
Damn.
That is correct. Sam, pulling
that
back.
That took some digging. That took some digging in my mind.
Good, good. You're pulling back the score. It is now 500 to 400. Well done.
See, this was frustrating because I knew Seattle, but I couldn't pull Boise. So I was like, oh, Sam just gave me Boise. So if he's wrong about the other one, I've got it.
Yeah.
No, Boise was the one. When I wrote this, I was like, I don't remember where they were. It was
no, crazy. I didn't have Boise in my head. I maybe could have gotten there if I forgot.
Well, we were in a Home Depot parking lot, which has the advantage of looking the exact same anywhere in America.
Right, it could truly be anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam, choose a category.
I'm going to go geography for 300.
Geography for 300. This country is home to more natural lakes than any other country on Earth. Adam buzzed in.
Is it, and now I'm panicking. Is it the United States of America?
That is incorrect.
This is terrible news.
Sam.
Clarifying question. Are these geography questions related to jet lag or just in general?
No, they're just questions.
Okay. I'm going to guess then, not very confident, but I'm going to guess Canada.
That is correct.
Damn, that is another guess.
Yes.
The answer is Canada. Look, we haven't gone to Canada, but I feel like you got to throw them a bone every once in a while so they get to be featured in Jet Pretty.
It's nice to make them acknowledged.
Damn, well, now I'm losing.
Sam has pulled ahead.
Hell yeah.
Adam with 500. Sam with 700. Sam, choose another category.
I'm going to go geography for, let's do 500.
Geography for 500. There is one quadra point where four countries' borders meet. Only one place on Earth. This is one of those four countries.
Ooh.
You only have to name one of the four countries.
Oh.
Sam is buzzed in.
Fuck.
Sam,
I think I'm thinking
give me an
one.
Answer.
Oh, God. Botswana.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. I was right. I thought that was three. Okay. Oh, damn. Good.
The four countries are Botswana, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Namibia.
Hell,
this
yes.
totally blows. Now I'm
Sam
losing by a lot.
Sam has now pulled into a large lead, a sizable lead, 500 to 1,200.
This is terrible news.
Sam, choose a category.
Comeback of the century. Let's go Geography 400.
Geography 400. This is one of our daily doubles, okay? So if you are not familiar with how daily doubles work, when you buzz in, you get to wager a certain number of points, okay? If you get it correct, you double those points. If you get it wrong, you lose those points, okay?
And is that in addition to the 400?
No. No?
Oh, you just get to do that.
I think it's just daily double. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
This country has land.
Wait, he already wagered, right?
No.
No.
He has to wager before he hears the question, Benjamin.
Is that how it works?
Yes! What are you talking about?
I thought you wager and then you do it.
You wager and then you hear the question. You don't get to hear the question, then decide on your wager. Then the answer.
Okay.
Does Adam never get to try this?
No, I'm not involved.
Oh, so this doesn't go to you.
This doesn't go to Adam. Okay, fine. Sure. Mm. Sam, put in a wager.
Let's make it interesting. Let's make it 700.
Okay, 700. Here's your question. This country has land spanning the most number of time zones.
Oh, okay. It's gotta be, is this gonna be a freaking territory weirdness thing? Oh my God. Okay. Part of me thinks it's France, because I feel like I've heard this fun fact for France with its territories. Because like the intuitive answer would be Russia. But I think it's gotta be one of these. You can give me a countdown, Ben, if you want, but because I think I've heard that the French Empire actually covers more than Britain's, even though Britain's, I think, has more.
All right, Sam, I'm going to give you a countdown. 3, 2, 1. Give me an answer.
France.
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
The correct answer is France. In fact, just by a very, very short margin, I believe the next country is actually the United States.
I was about to go to the U.S., yeah. I just vaguely remembered this fun fact, and I was wavering in confidence towards the end.
Things are going really bad. Things are going really bad over here.
Yeah, that's right.
Sam, once in the dregs, has pulled into a commanding lead with 1,900 points. Adam, with just 500.
It's not good.
Sam, choose a category.
Oh, I still get to go. Let's go questions you got wrong on previous off-season layover trivia shows for 400.
Okay. New Zealand was the first country to give women the right to vote in this decade.
I remember this question getting asked, but
I've buzzed in.
Oh, Adam buzzed in. Adam?
I'm going to say that it's the 1930s.
Seems late.
That is incorrect. Sam, you get a chance.
1890.
That is correct.
What?
It was the 1890s. Sam, with another 400 points. Oh my goodness. This is going to be tough to come back from, Adam.
I think Adam's going to crash out.
500 to 2,300 points in a game that I thought Sam was going to lose for sure.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay, that means that, Sam, you get to keep going.
I guess let's just do questions you got wrong on previous offseason layover trivia shows for 300.
Okay. At nearly 3,500 miles, the longest fence in the world, the Dingo Fence, was constructed to protect Australia's major cities and their livestock from the dingoes of the outback. It passes through these three Australian states.
I'll try.
Sam has buzzed in. Sam?
Okay, I'm trying to remember what I remember I got this wrong last time.
You did. You both got this wrong. You were working together.
Oh, really? Because I think we went too intuitive with it. Because I think what I... Okay, I'm actually not going to say more because I don't want to give Adam any help. But I want to go South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Adam, you got a chance.
It's tough.
I'm going that it's further away. I'm going Northern Territory, Southern Australia, Western Australia.
That is also incorrect. The correct answer is South Australia, New South Wales, and Queensland.
Damn. I remember that, like, I think what we did last time was we were thinking it was, like, north-south, but it's not. It's, like, not lateral. It's longitudinal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
Okay.
At least Adam didn't get it.
Adam, you gain control of the board. Choose a category.
Why do I?
Because I decided
there's
it.
There's no consistency.
Don't question
at
our
all.
Fearless
leader.
I
decided
leader.
It. Just take.
Fine.
This is how Jeopardy works. You think you know the rules of some other game that has nothing to do with this game.
No. That's not the thing. I'm not worried about its similarity to other games. I'm worried about, is there any system for who's in charge other than what you decide in any given?
Ben's in charge.
Ben's in charge is the rules.
I'm going to do awesome stuff that Ben knows for 100.
Ben is indisputably the best strategist and most talented athlete on this online travel game show. Sam?
It's got to be Jet Lag the Game.
That is correct.
Right.
That's
just, I didn't know if you would get that one, but
really annoying on the buzzing end.
It's funny because the other people on that show, they still don't understand the depth and layers of strategy behind the missing a train to tie your shoes strategy.
Exactly. But you understand.
Right. They still think that it was like a fumble, but you were really just playing seasons ahead in your mind games, right?
That's exactly correct, Sam. That's exactly correct.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, Sam, choose category.
So wait, that was awesome stuff that Ben knows for 100, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Let's give some love to the jet lag guest channels for 500.
In 2010, Tom Scott ran for parliament in the UK general election under this pseudonym.
Oh.
Adam?
What is Blackbeard?
That is incorrect. Sam?
I have just no clue. Let's say Lord Farquaad.
That is incorrect. Adam was close in vibe because he did run for the Pirate Party, but it was under the name of Mad Cap'n Tom.
Hmm.
Okay. Adam, choose a category.
I want the audience to know that I just got back from vacation, and this is the first thing that I've done for work is get absolutely stomped by Sam in this game.
You're rusty.
And I'm not
this
happy
about it. This is important work.
Your brain has been
this
turning into European
work.
Mush.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
It seems like.
You've gotten too leisurely.
All those cappuccinos and gelatos. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of white matter.
Over here in America, we've been training our brain.
Yeah, that's what it seems
yeah.
like.
We need to serve our like. Capitalistic masters.
All right, I'll do jet lag filming locations for 400.
Jet Lag the Game has visited these 7 landlocked countries.
Oh my God, well, let's give it a shot.
Okay, Sam has buzzed in. Sam, you got a jet. Bold of you to buzz in immediately, but okay, start listing them.
Well, we need no penalty.
He has to
no
answer
penalty.
Quickly. The
rules you do have to answer quickly.
I could answer if you stop interrupting.
Okay, go. Start answering.
Oh, you, Switzerland. Austria, Hungary, Czechia, is that 3, 4? Slovakia, Vatican City.
I wrote the wrong number. It's actually 8. It's actually 8.
Vatican City.
Yep.
Luxembourg.
How long does he have?
Is that 7?
That's 7.
I believe that was...
That's 7, and he's missing 1, and I'd like to know how long he has to answer because I know it.
Well, the question was for 7.
Yes. No, sorry. I wrote 7, but there's 8 here. Okay, Sam, I'm giving you 10 seconds.
That's brutal. I was calculating for 7. Oh, Liechtenstein.
That is correct.
Hell yes.
Okay.
There's no consistency on how long people have to answer these questions.
Well, that was a longer one.
That was a longer question, and I was misled in the question.
And admittedly, Sam was misled in the question. I wrote 7, but I had 8. Okay, Sam, pick a category.
Let's go. questions we got wrong for 300.
No, you already did that.
Oh, shit. I'm behind them. And we've done jet lag guest channels for 500, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Questions we got wrong on previous Labor Trivia shows for 200.
Okay. This one, it's multiple choice.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to give you the question, also the multiple choices, A, B, C, and D. Okay. Apart from the opening minute of each video and the end of the season, this moment caused the largest retention spike in season one. Is the answer A, the explanation of the first rest period, B, the pilot's announcement of the diversion to Salt Lake City, C, the first cut to me being drunk, or D, Brian approaching Adam and I on the original flight to Butte? Sam buzzed in. A, B, C, or D?
Counterintuitive. I'm going to go B.
It is B. I know it's fucking B.
That is correct. You guys very confidently last time answered D, but the correct answer was B for some reason.
Well, I think I remember that it was counterintuitive.
I remember it. I remember it being surprising.
Because it's like it was hard to hear the pilot.
I see them buzz in earlier. Go.
Okay. Sam, pick a category.
Let's go awesome stuff that Ben knows for 500.
Since the late 1960s, Snoopy has been the official safety mascot for this U.S. government agency.
Oh.
Adam is buzzed in.
What is OSHA?
That is incorrect. Sam, you get a chance.
I don't know. NASA.
That is correct.
Fucking what?
Adam is catatonic at this point. This is really just brutal. No one could have seen it going this way. I don't think that Sam even did know the answer to that. That was...
No, Adam, I think it's important for you to know. This is like the fourth time where I've just thrown out a random answer. And it's proven right.
I'm going back to Europe on vacation. I've decided that I need some more time off.
Yeah, Adam is going to need another vacation after this jet lag the game off season, which frankly has brutalized him between this and season 13.5.
Yeah.
It's sort of been a devastating offseason for Adam Chase.
I don't think that Ben and I could have orchestrated like a worse return to work for Adam than just absolutely bodying him in Jeopardy at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning.
No, Jeopardy, Sam. Jeopardy.
Sorry, Jeopardy.
What if this was a prank and we had coordinated on all the answers ahead of time just to torment him?
It would have been a good idea. Yeah.
Okay, Sam. Choose a category.
I think mathematically it's completely over.
Well, you can't acknowledge that.
No. There's another daily double in here.
Okay. So I could risk it all.
You could. And perhaps you should.
Perhaps I should. Let's go jet lag guest channels for 300.
In fact, that is our daily double.
Ooh. Should we do 3,500?
Sam, the score is currently 500 to 3,500. I'm pretty sure that you could mathematically guarantee a win here, but... I would encourage you to bet a lot.
No, don't bet an amount that makes sense.
I'd encourage you to bet a lot and really humiliate him.
No, I really need this win. So I'm going to just do 300.
Okay, 300 points on the line. This jet lag guest has the most median number of subscribers among all jet lag guests, including Amy.
Including Amy. Okay.
Because if you include Amy, there are seven.
Well, Amy might have some weird secret channel that we don't know about.
She might.
This is the median number?
Yes, so the number right in the middle.
What does the phrase most median mean?
It's the most in the middle. It's the median.
Why didn't you just say median?
I originally wrote that, but it sounded weird.
The most median?
It's the number in the middle. There's three guests who have... Fewer.
Yeah, there's a word for that, Ben. It's median.
But it sounded weird when I wrote it that way. And then there's three with more. So it's what's number four?
Wait, we have seven guests?
Yes.
Who?
Do you not remember all of our guests?
Okay, I can't believe we've had seven. So we had Amy, Joseph, Brian, Scotty, Michelle, Toby, and I'm really sorry for whoever I'm forgetting. Who am I forgetting?
I can't tell you.
So does he just get as much time as he wants to answer, or is there any system that's going to limit?
Okay, because Adam is crashing out. I'm going to say, Sam, you're going to have to hurry up on this one.
Okay. Joseph, Brian, did I say Scotty?
You did say Scotty.
I did say Scotty. That's what I thought. Okay. Brian, Joseph, Scotty.
Setting a timer for 30
Toby,
seconds.
Michelle, Tom. Oh my God, our last guest.
Wait, you're setting a timer for how long?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Okay. I need to concentrate, Adam. Can't concentrate with
Adam has left the room. You have 15 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go give me a 5 seconds.
All right. We need an answer.
Scotty. I don't think that's right. No, I think he's third.
No, it's Brian. That is incorrect.
It's Brian.
It is Brian.
It's Brian.
That is the correct answer.
Tom, Michelle, and Joseph are the top three, and then it's
and Scotty is third?
My guess is that Scotty's third, and then it's Toby.
Yes, it's Amy, then Toby, then Scotty, then Brian, then Michelle, then Tom, then Joseph.
See, I knew it was not Scotty. I knew he was third. I just couldn't think of who would be the smallest among those four.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll survive. So wait, that's 3,200 now?
Yes, 3,200 to 500.
Okay.
Okay, Adam, choose a category.
Jet lag guest channels for 100.
Jet lag guest channels for 100. Brian's very first real engineering video explained this quality of airplane windows.
It's about that they have curved edges.
That is correct. It is their roundness.
Great. Now I have 100 amazing more points.
You do. You have, well, in fact, you have 600 amazing points.
Nice job, Adam.
Guest channels for 200.
Michelle Carré's 6 best performing videos of all time all feature jobs with this shared characteristic. And I would say this is an objective characteristic. Adam is buzzed in.
They in some way relate to like the government, like it's like the FBI or the police or like Secret Service or whatever.
That is correct. They're all government jobs. Which I was surprised when I saw. I was like, whoa, they're all government jobs. Okay, Adam, pick a category.
Well, some stuff that Ben knows for 200.
In LEGO Star Wars The Complete Saga, watching an in-game trailer can unlock a character from this non-Star Wars film franchise.
Ah!
Adam is buzzed in.
What is E.T.?
E.T.? That is incorrect.
Damn.
Wait, you said LEGO Star Wars, right?
In LEGO Star Wars The Complete Saga.
This is a bit of a guess, but I'm going to go Indiana Jones.
That is correct.
Hell yes.
You can play as Indiana Jones.
I'm going to fucking kill myself.
The fact that I just got a video game question right is the most unbelievable for anyone that knows me.
How did you get that?
Sam is our resident gamer here.
Yeah. I've actually, that one of probably like the 3 video games I played in my life was LEGO Star Wars. And I vaguely remember this because there's also the Indiana Jones LEGO thing.
I was basing it off of the fact that E.T. is like, he appears in Star Wars, like in the Senate.
Yeah.
Does he?
He does.
Oh.
He does, but you cannot play as him in LEGO Star Wars. But you can play as Indiana Jones.
Obviously.
Because they were trying to promote the LEGO Indiana Jones video game, which was not as good. Okay, Sam, you've gained control of the board here. I'm going to need you to choose category.
What I have left is questions you got wrong for 100 and awesome stuff the bad knows for 400. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go questions got wrong for 100.
Okay. At one point, the busiest air route in the world, nearly 5 million people fly between Singapore and this other country every year. Sam's buzzed in.
Oh, wait. I remember what I got wrong last time.
No, say your answer.
China.
That is incorrect.
It was not Australia, Adam, right? Oh, fuck. I shouldn't have said that.
Adam?
What is Australia?
That is incorrect.
Was it the UK?
That is incorrect.
No. No, wait, what? Was it Malaysia? It's Malaysia.
Yeah.
It's Kuala Lumpur.
It's Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
How is that for 100?
I thought you guys would know this. You guys knew about this route the last time we did this trivia, but you chose against it.
Well, I believe that's also just the busiest international air route, not the busiest.
Yes.
Maybe it's busier. Well, you didn't say international.
Oh, it was at one point the busiest international air route in the world.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't going to be a domestic flight from Singapore to Singapore.
Well, yeah, but like it is like Jeju to Seoul.
Oh, right. Very
is good. A busier
busiest
route.
Domestic.
All right.
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
Anyway, it's all right.
Okay, there's one question left. So I'm going to go ahead and read it. It's awesome stuff that Ben knows for 400. Okay. In the late 1950s, Jim Henson produced a series of hyper-violent commercials featuring a crude precursor to the Muppets for this breakfast product.
Fuck. I know all about this, but I don't remember the fucking breakfast product. I know that it's... Oh my God, I'm going to go insane.
Adam, we need an answer.
For cornflakes.
That is incorrect.
What year was this again?
This is the late 1950s. There were many of these commercials made.
Let's go Cheerios.
That is incorrect.
No, it's like a small, like...
Weetabix.
It's from the Sam and Friends era.
Means nothing to me. Anyway.
The correct answer is coffee. A brand of coffee called Wilkins Coffee, in which characters would sort of do violence to each other if they didn't want to have Wilkins Coffee.
What?
Yeah, that was how the commercials worked. One character would be like...
We were talking about cereal.
You said it was for a breakfast cereal.
For a breakfast product.
Are we being gaslit? I feel like he definitely said cereal.
No, look, you can clip it back. You can clip it back, Manny. I said breakfast product. In the late 1950s, Jim Henson produced a series of hyper-violent commercials featuring a crude precursor to the Muppets for this breakfast product.
This breakfast product. This breakfast product.
Somehow I think Adam and I both heard that as cereal. I don't know. I believe you, Ben.
Look, I said breakfast and Adam, in fact, buzzed in before I even said product.
Because I thought that you were going to, like, ask what the people's names were.
No, you know their names?
Well, I realized later that I actually don't know their names because I was thinking of Sam and Friends. I thought you were going to ask about Sam and Friends, which is a more well-known, like,
no.
Early Jim Henson project.
Yeah. This is before Sam and Friends.
I mean, I remember these ads. I've seen these ads. I remember now that you said they were for coffee. They were for Wilkins Coffee, and they had Wilkins and Walkins.
Yeah.
Wantkins.
Ben, what's the final score?
It's like 8,000 to 2.
Okay, the final score is 800 to 3,400. Sam, congratulations on winning this game of Jeopardy. You'll walk away with 3,400 points.
Oh.
You can spend them on whatever you want. You're a rich man.
Is there no final Jeopardy?
No. Well, because I frankly did not think that we would get through all of these questions so quickly.
Fair enough.
But very impressive performance from Sam, frankly. Again, I did not think that in a game about recalling stuff from jet lag that Sam would perform well.
Well, because the game wasn't about that. There was one category about that, and then it was all just random fucking stuff.
Well, it's true that Sam does know a lot of random fucking stuff. In fact, that is sort of his job on the internet, is to know a bunch of random stuff.
I love making Adam crash out.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it from me. I'll turn it back over to Sam. Sam, you are now, once again, the layover czar.
Oh, so much responsibility. Well, we'll be back in 2 weeks for something.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose we cannot say what that something is because then it would expose us.
Okay.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
Because whether or not the next episode is going to be our game design episode, is it going to be or is it not going to be? We can't say.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I think it isn't.
Maybe it's not.
It feels like suggesting that it could be is just making people excited about that they are going to think that the season's coming out sooner than it is.
It could be, or it couldn't be. They don't know.
Well, yeah, but the way that you're saying that implies that it will be.
And I genuinely think it won't be, and that I think people will be disappointed.
I guess it will be.
Or maybe Adam and I are just doing this to manage expectations, and it's actually a whole big con.
We love to gaslight our audience.
Anyway, I hope you enjoy the off-season. Hope you're enjoying playing hide-and-seek, getting a lot of social media posts of people doing their games now that it's spring in America and Southern Hemisphere. Cut for Time is coming out maybe today, actually. I think the day that this episode releases, or not, who knows. And a future season may or may not come out in an indeterminate amount of time.
Yep. I'd say that's accurate.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.